Sex Pistols rocker Johnny Rotten, real name John Lennon, has been bitten by a flea on his penis. Sex Pistols rocker Johnny Rotten, real name John Lennon, has been bitten by a flea on his penis. That's right, the Sex Pistols rocker has been attacked by a small parasitic bug, which left itchy bites all over his body, including his nether regions. He said, "I looked down there this morning at my willy, and there's a fucking flea bite on it, and there's another one on the inside of my leg." John is 64 years old. He did this while he befriended a bunch of squirrels at his house in Venice Beach in L.A., and he's been smothering Vaseline on it to ease the discomfort. God. And I just want to know, who decided this is an article? Like,
look, let me tell you something. If I may speak,
please.
Older, slightly alternative white dudes. This is their story. This story is for them. For whatever reason that they the Sex Pistols back in the day really spoke to them. And I'm not talking about the punks in the 70s who actually came up with the Sex Pistols. I'm talking about the punks of the 80s into the 90s who came up with the idea of the Sex Pistols.
Okay.
And how punk they were. And so they may be the ones who are really holding on a little bit to what Johnny Rotten meant. And Johnny Rotten, it was exactly as his name was, just a lousy fella. And I'm not, and again, I got shooters. I don't care about this with Johnny Rotten, for sure. Like you said, he's 60 something. I don't care. I even like a couple of Sex Pistols songs. I even liked PIL. That is for the three people who know what I'm talking about, who's listening to this. I even liked PIL. But this is the most ridiculous. This is maybe the most punk thing that's happened to him in quite some time. Because he's just ended up the way that a lot of people who were getting older, and you know, it just happens. You become, especially if grumpy was your brand, grumpy turns into like a horrible closed-mindedness, perhaps. And wow. So he's just been a super grumpy old dude, a contrarian grumpy old dude. And I, now that I'm really thinking about this story, bruh, what are you? Fleas from a squirrel?
Yeah,
come on.
Just sound wild suspect, my dude.
Yeah, just go on and get that shampoo that kills the crabs and wash your sheets.
Big facts.
Come on.
Big facts.
Give me a break. Fleas from a squirrel. I've had squirrels eat their way into the three various apartments of mine. It's not me. I don't smell like peanuts. There are a lot of trees in Atlanta. But there is no way that, just get the fucking shampoo, wash your nuts, get rid of the crabs, or just wash your nuts in general. I don't know. It could be, but it flees from a squirrel. You make it sound like you knew the squirrel, like you and the squirrel had beef. And this girl's like, "All right, I got something for you, Johnny Rotten. Okay, you know I mean? See you. Give me a break.
You deserve all of this, Johnny Rotten. This is all for you."
I swear I'm just going to walk around all night tonight talking about fleas from a squirrel. Give me a break.
Listen, all I'm saying is to anybody that doubts me and Shalewa's ability to reach all demos. Bong.
Oh, we got Elvis. You. We got you. When don't I saw matter. This, I was like, I know I'm going to have a lot to say about this idiot.
We out here. We trying. We doing it all. This thing freaks me out. New York Times, there are now businesses that sell fake people. On the website Generated Photos, you can buy a unique and worry-free fake person for $299 or 1,000 people for $1,000. Because they have now created software with AI systems that understand how to generate faces that look real. They could make them look attractive. They could make them look like what we think of as right wingers and online harassers, so on and so forth. But yeah, they have this software, and they are now going to be using these things to, you know, infiltrate Amazon with fake reviews. Will probably be the low level start, but long term, this is how, you know, dudes like Matt Ateo, that linebacker in on Notre Dame back in the day. This is how they gonna get us. You know what I mean?
Oh, he just wanted love.
You know what I mean? That's all it was.
That's all it was. Oh.
He fell for it, but he was willing to open his heart up. That's what matters about that man. He's a good person, you know?
Oh, and that poor fella. I think about him a lot.
Way more than Johnny Rotten. That's right.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, man. Oh, gosh, that poor fella. Well, here's the thing. If you go to any story or any like article about this story, and they, I know definitely in the New York Times version of about the story, there's a little graphic that shows all of the various made up faces. They're not actual people, but they've been designed to look like people, and they definitely look like people. The only thing that, and they do that thing where things are morphing, where it just matches in the eyes, and that's everything changes around it or whatever.
Yeah.
So I watched it. I let that kind of loop a few times. And what I noticed was they were unable, or just hadn't figured out yet, or just didn't include a black woman, a full on black woman.
Yeah. They said that the technology struggles with darker skin.
It struggles with darker skin and with females, and probably noses too. It didn't seem that none of the noses were different, which were kind of that's kind of weird. But like, they had one dark skinned man, but just one, but no dark skinned women, no black women at all. And I was just like, it might be because in the eyes, which is where you have to match everything, there's always a hint of side eye. And if a computer is unable to capture, there will always be in a black woman's eyes just the teeniest little hint of, boy, stop. You know what I mean? Just like, if you don't get out of here with this bull, there's always that in the eyes. And if you can't get that, you're never going to build anything around it. I mean, and also AI, half the time they only are just now getting it to where you can unlock, you know, laptops and your phones with it. But for a long time, fairly recently, that technology wouldn't read black faces. So that they think they can just make up a face when y'all can't even, y'all little machines can't even recognize the black face I already have. And y'all just going to pull one out of whole cloth? Nah, bruh. See,
what scared me about this, Shalewa, is like, this felt like the most direct proof of white privilege to me. This was like, yo, listen, we got the technology. We could build it. We can make you whoever you want to be. But we know there's no advantages to being black women today.
Right. So let's not
do that. Like,
let's not even do that.
You know, like, that's wild, B. Like, it's a shame. And it's crazy, Diesel. They could shift the person's age. They could shift the person's like mood. It's wild, brawling. But no side eye. They haven't no mastered it yet, baby. That's it.
They can't get the side eye. They can't get the side eye. I mean, hell, half the time people in real life can't tell what a black woman did with her hair.
Word.
You know what I mean? Like, at my job, I think when I get haircuts, and honestly, it's only on the side of my head that I keep it shaved. If I get that done, or if I wash and twist my hair or whatever, I can tell in the eyes of some of my coworkers that they see that I did something different, but they don't know what it is, so they're just not going to say anything.
Oh, man.
You know, so it's like, Yeah. Y'all don't. I mean, there are people who still think I take out my dreads one by one every night. That people think that that's how dreadlocks work.
I appreciate that they're too scared to ask. And y'all better never ask, damn it.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Know
that's
your
right.
place.
Y'all Google it. Do your Googles. Figure it out. So, yeah, I mean, if we can fool somebody by wearing a wig or getting micro braids, yeah, y'all little computers ain't going to be able to get us.
Never.
Yeah.
You know what really bothers me now? I'm playing with these, like, with the fake faces. They have, like, a white dude. You can change his age. They have this mm-hmm. lady. You can change your eyes. You're right. We have one black dude. Mm-hmm. And you know what the thing is that they let you play with on his? You can
what?
Change his race and ethnicity. That's right. The only black
wow.
guy there, he can change to a white guy. They don't even want to leave him black.
Oh, shit. That's what I mean by they didn't change the noses. All the noses
wild.
Look the same.
That's wild.
Man, you see how they do us? You see how they do us?
Damn shame.
Technology.
Mm-hmm. Crazy. Guitar Center filing for bankruptcy. That's right. Guitar Center is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, the latest company to go bankrupt during the pandemic. That has decimated America's retail sector. The 61-year-old company, the biggest musical instrument retailer in the U.S., had tried to stay afloat during the coronavirus pandemic by offering virtual music lessons. That's just silly.
No, a lot of people picked up instruments. That's why I'm kind of surprised that they didn't have like a very strong presence like online for like mail order stuff because
yeah.
a lot of people were just like, you know, as you know, cooped up in their houses. And a lot of folks were like, I guess I'll learn how to play the ukulele or whatever. And so they went to YouTube, though, because there are lots of people with lots of tutorials on how to play guitar stuff on YouTube. And I know this because my roommate is a guitar player and he plays along with stuff on YouTube. And so it's there for you. But I mean, I think Guitar Center's whole business model was just if you're a dude, just come on in, pick up all the guitars. All of you play, Stairway to Heaven or whatever in different keys at the loudest volume and then talk about the Crossroads or the blues or some shit. And then you ignore the one woman who comes in and then that's it. But what I also forgot about was that they also had like DJ setups.
Yeah.
So a lot of kids would go in and do the DJ thing the way that other kids would do with guitars. So, I mean, I guess that's kind of sad, but also I feel like, well, maybe we could weed some of those folks out too. And I say that as a strong DJ fan and person and wishing I could do it myself and knowing that it is a true art form and you really do have to learn. But I mean, that's also just kids coming in and pushing buttons on songs that I'm okay if they also maybe don't have a place. Because if they really want to learn, they'll figure it out. That said, good luck to you.
You started out with hope, but it got kind of bleak there.
Yeah,
so
it got bleak. Yeah, That's how I go. That's my thing. I think maybe they just were unable to adjust, like many companies were unable to adjust, and now they're just going to be all of these like, you know, kind of receding hairline, like weak ponytailed men in bootcut jeans, just wandering the streets, wondering who will listen to them as they play Led Zeppelin one last time.
Oh man, it's over. It's over. No more YouTube tutorials of how to play acoustic versions of popular rap songs.
Oh yeah.
You know what I was just realizing? I feel like you were talking about how like Yeezy and Gucci Man, they don't have the songs played on the radio. I feel like I've heard more of their songs from white women with guitars on YouTube
exactly.
than I have on the radio.
Exactly. Because those mixtapes are like, I mean, people are feel very personal. It gets people in just like their heartstrings or whatever. And so then you want to play the song that really spoke to you. And it just so happens to be some fucking album cut on a gangster grill. So what do you do? You pull out your ukulele and your slide flute, and then you fucking make a make a YouTube video.
Nothing moves my heart like 19-year-old Amber from Wisconsin playing "My President Is Black" on guitar. Oh my God. proving this country's full of knuckleheads, there is a 28% increase in child COVID cases over the last 2 weeks. Come on, parents. Let's step our game up here. Officials continue to warn about traveling over the holidays amid the full surge. Health experts are expecting a huge bump with the Thanksgiving holidays coming up. 144,000 new cases of COVID were reported among children last week. Not told, just kids. So, yo, like, we're backtracking here. New York schools have been shut down now for a little over a week. We got to do our part. That's right. This is the year, the first time ever, when I am pro kids table at Thanksgiving. Keep the four of them the fuck away. Separate this family.
You need to have a adults table, a kids table, and then a table for, you know, COVID. Just give it its own table, preferably outside. Yeah.
COVID table is in the yard.
Just off the property line is probably best for COVID, where COVID could sit. This is a little eye opening. I hope it's eye opening for anyone who's been like, well, kids don't get it.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I mean? Because a lot of people are like, well, kids don't seem to get it. And honestly, it's like I hear a different story almost every week that's like, kids don't get it as much. They seem to already have the antibodies to fight it, blah, 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 blah. Oh, no, kids are getting it. And then they're just asymptomatic. So then they're spreading it to the adults. To now, this is just like, oh, yeah, nope, they get it. And I'm like, but yeah, and I bet in another week it'll be back to like, they don't get it as much, you know, and it's hard to, it's wild to now read the newspaper and read a story and know for sure, oh, this was written to counteract some news story that came before. And now they're getting the pressure from somewhere else to be like, no, say that the kids are okay. And because we're trying to open the schools, you know what I mean? And to like see the machinery behind each piece is wild. Cause I just read the news and was like, I guess it's true. They printed it. And now it's just like, oh gosh, who knows? But anywho, this isn't about the news. This is about our sick kids. Please keep them away from me.
Yeah. Cause my thing is like, as a parent, I fully know it's way easier to tell my kids to do something, even if I can't do it myself. My kids eat all their vegetables. I have ice cream for dinner all the fucking time, you know? So it's so much easier to be like, yo, put on your mask, even if I forgot my mask. And it happens at least like once a week where they're like, yo, dad, how come you don't got your seatbelt on? And I'm like, shut up, put your seatbelt on, you know? So I get it, you know? This shouldn't be our struggle. This should be the one we're nailing. Telling your kids what to do is one of the few benefits of being an adult, all right? You should be nailing that shit, all right? Our kids should not be getting COVID. That means you guys are slacking off and telling them what to do, or you're wasting it on stuff that, you know, they probably figured out, right? You don't need to tell your kid, you know, to go to bed. They know that shit. They get tired. They fall asleep on their own when their bodies tell them to. But you know what they can't do? They can't put their mask on their face. That's your job. You got to remind them of that shit. Get out there. Be safe. Turkey Day's coming up. You know what I mean? We don't need these kids coughing up on everybody and having us throw out the turkey. That's just not right. You know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want kids coughing on me anyway. They're always sticky and they always have colds. As you can see. Yeah. Now they got more. Now it's like a cold with intent.
But one of my favorite news articles of the year, Oxford English Dictionary couldn't pick just one word of the year for 2020. That's right. The Oxford English Dictionary has been unable to name its traditional word of the year for 2020. Instead, exploring how far and how quickly the language has developed this year. They had several words in use. Bushfire in January, when Australia suffered its worst fire season in record, to acquittal in February when Donald Trump was impeached, dealing with the impeachment trials. We have COVID-19, a completely new word that literally was first recorded February 11th. Lockdown, social media, social distancing, and reopening. In June, Black Lives Matter became a word, followed by cancel culture. This is such a dope article to me because this is basically like what we've been feeling. The people that are in charge of words basically say, yo, we don't know what word to use to describe this crazy ass year. I think that's so fucking 2020. That is the epitome of what we've
dealt
with.
There were so many, like, just as far as news stories in a year, and they usually base like that decision just on how much a phrase that came out of a particular news moment really just became a part of our everyday use. And we had moments like that probably every month.
Word.
For a while, every week we had them, you know, and then we go back to it and all of, you know what I mean? Like, it's, if you really just look back on, I'm not surprised that they couldn't come up with a word for this year. Honestly, the word for this year isn't even a word. It's just a sound of, I guess, a primal scream or just, like, how do you spell, but that's the word. That's the word for this year. I bet you anything. Like, if anyone comes up with, like, best movies of the year, the top 10 albums of the year, I'm going to be like, yo, cut that out. What are you doing? And I love, like, reading those lists. I even used to make those lists and all that stuff. And I'm just like, how did your brain even, I think you literally just went down and was like, that came out, that came out, that came out. Oh, I'm up to 10. Great. Those are the ones. Cause there's no way, like, there's so much. How are you even concentrating on any of it? So all of it, I mean, honestly, I just think, is our word of the year.
you know what would be dope, Shalewa? If
what's that?
We should film like a comedy special or like an album or movie or something, and just book one theater and just buy all the tickets, and we might have the top grossing movie of the year. Like, nobody's been in theaters all year. Like, we might have like the top selling movie of 2020 just because nobody, yo, I'm gonna do that shit just to like backtrack my way and say, yo, I had the top grosser, because people gonna forget what year was one day. They just go, I'm going to just keep saying, y'all had the top grossing movie once, you know, for the whole year. I'm going to just keep saying it like that and not mention that it was during COVID. Like, just the whole weight. Like, yeah, you know, 20, you know, you had Titanic, then Gaston's movie about, you know, dealing with his puppy. That shit was crazy.
And then, yeah, it was nuts. And then they just keep going.
Don't mention the number. Yeah, I know they did $30 billion and I did $16, but it's still the top
but
movie.
Per screen. But per screen, though. I crushed. I mean? Yeah.
At the Linden Theater in East New York, I did numbers. Oh, man. Finally, wrapping up today's news, middle-aged adults face a greater risk of catching sexually transmitted infections more than ever before, because society is unwilling to talk about older people having sex, a new study says. Negative attitudes towards sexual health and limited knowledge of the needs of over 45s means some older people are unaware of the dangers of unprotected sex, according to research done in the UK, Belgium, and the Netherlands, has warned. I was really concerned because, you know, the title of this article is People Over 45 Are at Greater Risk for STIs. I know a lot of people over 45. And then I Googled the writer, and Amy Woodyatt, who's a freelance writer for CNN, looks like she's 28. And I feel like this is just her way of bringing up the topic with her parents.
Yeah, there's no, I am our resident over 45 person.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm our expert on that. Anyone, if 45 is roughly going to be your cutoff, if that's what you're saying, starting at 45 is when you, you know, just start being just, you know, raw dogging everywhere. I call bullshit, because anyone who's that age now went through their sexual awakening at the tail end of, or the shadow of, the AIDS epidemic.
Yeah.
So all we know is condoms being shoved at us constantly.
Exactly.
That is not, that's not what our, now I, and also I've been hearing news stories about older people who, and how sexually transmitted infections or whatever are high in like old folks' homes, basically. Twilight homes, whatever you want to call them.
Okay.
Because, you know, they're older and they're just like, we're fine. Or they it wasn't really pushed on them the way it was pushed, I'd say, on my generation.
Right, right.
Where it was just like, you wore a rubber. First, you called it a rubber. And then you wore rubber because you didn't want to get the gal pregnant.
Right.
In a bad way. That's why. And since, you know, you're like, well, I mean, she's had menopause and we're both in our 80s. We ain't worried about no babies. Then, yeah, they're not doing that. Also, they're probably just kind of fucking around in that house, which is hilarious to me. But that's for sure what's happening.
Yeah, I think Amy's parents got divorced. I think one of her parents is really out there doing numbers. And she doesn't know if she's concerned for their health.
Yeah.
And doesn't know how to bring up the topic. So
I'm here to tell you, anyone who is, I mean, if you are around my age, which is just fairly close to 50, not there, but you can smell it. You are still, and you're out there fucking still, you are still using a condom because your formative sex years, that's all that was like, that's all you knew, that's what was forced on you, that's what was pressed in your head seriously. And
it,
yeah, so I think anyone older than that actually went through that scary AIDS time where no one knew what exactly was the situation and they were like, everybody strap up. So that's where we're coming from. So I don't doubt that at a certain age folks are probably you know, going raw. I certainly have had dudes shoot my club up, but, you know, but like, that is a choice I made. That is a choice I made, still knowing that the wise thing would be to have condoms on me. I mean, like, it's not, you know, that's just because that's how I'm reckless, sadly.
Oh, man. I love that is the way to call it from now on.
Just,
shoot
yeah.
my club up. That's right. For those of you that didn't know, Nelly's song, I'm Going Down, Down, Baby, Country Grammar. You mm-hmm. thought it was about a drive-by. No, it was about raw sex.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man. And Amy, I know you wrote this article out of the goodness of your heart. Your mom is fucking, but she's got them using condoms. You got nothing to worry about. You will be the baby girl going forward. Okay, don't waste people's times with this.
Yeah, trust me, it's not the condoms that they're worried about. It's going to be more of a lube situation. That's the concern of the older person is if your junk even works, and if it does, is everything lubricated? That's it. The condom is just like, yep, let's grab that, put it on, and keep it moving.
That's
the rest of it. I'm worried about my blood pressure. If I get herpes at this point, that's like whatevs. But I'm trying to get through sex without stroking out, basically.
Yeah, Amy, where's your article on diabetes and electrolytes?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what we need from you at CNN. Okay. Wasting our time with stuff we know. All right, we got this figured out.
Oh, man. Yeah, they're never going to ask us to talk to the children. That's for sure.
Oh, man. Gun smoke filled your nose, but the violent star, once the guns go cold, a prayer in the dark, Lord, let me grow old, cause the block gets hard. Light tears through the dark, gun smoke fills your nose, but the violence starts once the guns go cold, a prayer in the dark.
Lord, let me grow old, cause the block is hard. Once the guns go cold, cold.
Catch y'all next week. Peace.